Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and I'm excited to be with you yet again. Now, Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions, and we bring real-life testimonies, real-life victorious testimonies from individuals just like yourself. We don't want anyone to feel like they're suffering in secret or they're suffering in silence. Someone somewhere understands what you're going through at this time, and I bring them on so they can share their story to encourage you and to motivate you and let you know that God is no respecter of persons. If he did it for us and if he did it for the guests on the show, he will definitely do it for you. So I'm going to let you know to hang on in there, my brother, my sister, trouble don't last always. And we also spotlight authors and artists and people that are doing phenomenal things in the community. And today we have a phenomenal young person. She is a child author, and her name is Egypt Britt, and she wrote My Beautiful Brown Bouncing Curls. I'm so excited to have her in the second segment. And the first segment, I'm going to have Charmaine Carter. Now, she is a filmmaker, and she is a playwright. She's an author, and she's on the move to share her story with others so they don't feel like they're by themselves or they're suffering in secret. She has a short film that's coming out, and she stopped by the show to share a little bit about that story, date rape and things of that nature, because people are going through that each and every day. And so she's giving that pain a voice, and she's giving that pain some victorious testimony. So to God be the glory for all the things that are being done now, what God's done before, and what he is going to do in our lives. Hey, if you got a powerful testimony, I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you go to breatheagainmagazine.org, and you can fill out the submission form, or you could shoot me an email. My email address is nicoleconline@gmail.com. That's nicoleconline@gmail.com. I'd love to interview you. Somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to know that they too can make it. Hey, you're the hope that somebody else needs. So hang on in there. Connect with me. I'll get you on the show so you can share your story. You know, we go into our prayer, and then we'll come back right back, and then we'll go right into our first segment. So God is good. He's so good. He's so good to all of us. I'm so thankful that he woke us up this morning and started us on our way, and I'm just excited to share these victorious testimonies of faith with you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God.
Amen, amen. That is Darlene Check and Israel and New Breed. We play that prayer right before our first segment each week because we really, that's my prayer. I want my life to be good, not just look good and posts and pictures, and I want to live my life as a thank you. Every day that we get to wake up, we should be living our lives as a thank you. So that is my prayer, and I hope that's your prayer too. So we're going to jump right into our first segment. My first guest is Charmaine Carter. Now, she went from growing up in a dysfunctional family to chasing after her destiny. The verbal and sexual abuse led her to drugs, drug addiction, and prostitution. Her life changed once she returned to God. She's an author, filmmaker, actress, and playwright, and she stopped by the show, and I'm so grateful for her being my guest on today. Welcome to the show, Charmaine.
Hello, how are you?
I am great. I'm great. Congratulations. I just want to say congratulations because you are out there. I follow you on social media. We're connected on social media, and I see the work that you're putting in, and you're not just writing films. You are acting in them, and you are taking leaps of faith, and you're driving hours and hours to audition for shows, and I just want to stop and say congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. I'm truly blessed. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, amen. Charmaine, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure. As she said, my name is Charmaine Carter, and yes, I grew up in a very dysfunctional family, very abused, sexually, physically, and mentally, and I fell into all kinds of problems because of that, additional problems. I got on alcohol when I was in high school. I stayed on alcohol pretty much all through college. Then I got on to harder substances. I ended up doing addicted to crack cocaine for years. And still in dysfunctional, abusive relationships. And something a ex-boyfriend told me in the middle of all the dysfunction and drug addiction and getting clean and going back and getting clean and going back. He said, if I went through all this and I don't help out others, then I went through everything for nothing.
Yeah.
And I remember that statement in the middle of all this craziness.
Yeah. And that's key. That is key right there. We are to go through and not just take how the God has blessed us and how the Lord has blessed us and sit on it. We are to go out and we are to share our story and tell that next sister or that next brother that they too can make it because, you know, I've been there, I've done that, and I've cried those tears, but God did it for me too. So, yes, he was absolutely right. Charmaine, talk to me a little bit about your journey because it's not like you're starting out and you're in your 20s and you're going to auditions and following after your dreams. Talk to me a little bit about why now. What gave you that faith and that hope to, hey, I want to be an actress. I'm going to just take the chance.
Well, actually, it was getting out of another yet dysfunctional relationship. This one wasn't abusive, but it just was – I was dealing with a person who was on a drug, who was a drug addict, and of course, unfortunately, you know how those kind of situation goes. Anyway, finally, we broke up, and he told me the way I was reacting to our breakup was I was being a drama queen, and I wanted to prove to him that I was not a drama queen. So I went on an acting audition, just knowing that they were going to tell me, "I'm sorry, you have no talent," and they told me just the opposite.
Wait a minute. Hold up, wait a minute. OK, boyfriend said how you're responding and how you're reacting to this breakup makes you a drama queen. You went to go prove him wrong that I'm not a drama queen and got the part.
And got the part.
Wow. Wow. And you haven't stopped since.
No, I haven't. Lucky for me, my first real acting gig was being in a choir on Oprah Winfrey's Green Leaf series.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so I actually, that was the first taping of that season, and I actually got to meet Oprah Winfrey. So when your first acting gig, you meet Oprah, you're kind of bugged. You're stuck right then. You're really hooked on it right then.
Can't nobody tell you nothing after that, right?
No. So after that, I decided to, there was a movie coming out that I got a part of the entertainment websites and stuff, and there was a movie coming out in Maryland, so I went for that. I got an extra role again, but this time I told them that I had written several books, a small monologue that I did for the prison systems and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and they were more interested in my writing ability than my acting. And so I wrote a play for one person, got paid for that. And then I wanted to tell my story, which was always my goal. That was the reason why God gave me the acting bug, so that I could get with the entertainment people and learn about the process and become a screenplay writer and a filmmaker. Once I told them I wanted to do my story, I wrote one up, a script, and there we are.
Wow. I tell you, I'm amazed. Not amazed, but I'm just mesmerized, because you're really following after your dreams. You are, and I commend you for doing it. I really do, because so many people just sit in a corner and say, oh, no, I'm too old. I don't have the money. I don't have this. I don't have that. But I believe I read one where you said you didn't even have enough gas money to get to the audition or something, but you kept going.
Yes.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. There was one time where I didn't have enough money to get back home from the audition, and I asked mm-hmm. friends and family, could they give me enough money to come back home? Because I drove all night long from my full-time job all the way right. down to Georgia, to Greenleaf, to do the thing, stayed there the whole day and drove back. So I was up for about 24 hours.
Right. I tell you, that is passion. That's passion right there. Charmaine, talk to me a little bit about your short film. Is it A Moment in Space?
So my short film is called A Moment in Space. It's based on uh-huh. a date rape experience I had in college. It was a guy that I've been dating for months, and one day I didn't want to have sex or, you know, be involved in a sexual relationship with him at the moment. And he was very upset about it, and he literally just attacked me. And I wrote A Moment in Space to talk about that, because unfortunately a lot of college kids are still being raped, and they're not saying anything. They're keeping silent, and it's really affecting them as they grow older.
Yeah. Did you report it?
No, and that's the reason why I'm doing this, because a lot of people like myself didn't report it, because, you know, it's basically his word against mine. We were in a relationship. We were dating.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has happened
yeah.
this time. I just didn't want to have a relationship. I didn't want to have sex with him this time. So, and, you know, he raped me because I said no, and it was all about control. At the time, I just thought, you know, I felt ashamed. That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah. I do apologize for what happened to you, but I commend you for your transparency, and I commend you for sharing your story to help other individuals that have gone through it and are going through it, and kind of prevention, putting some prevention out there and awareness out there. So, Charmaine, is your short story, your short film, is that available to the masses? How can one watch it?
Well, actually, you have to actually contact me directly. Because of the subject matter, I really don't have it posted out there for everybody. Mm-hmm. I still am very sensitive for not only other people watching that kind of stuff, but the actress who played the role, she was actually date raped 4 different times.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So the fact that
okay.
she became the one I chose was just wow.
Wow. And you did not know that initially?
No, I had no clue. She did the role perfectly. You know, she didn't break down or anything. At least on the set, she didn't. But she told me afterwards that, yeah, she had been date raped 4 separate times. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Wow. So what's to come? Is there a screening? You have something going on at your church next week. Is that correct?
Yeah, so next weekend, I'm doing a presentation at St. Paul's Baptist Church on Creighton Road that deals with domestic violence and sexual assault. Basically, I'm showing my short film, but I'm also talking about date rape in general and doing a presentation about date rape in general.
Awesome, awesome. And how can one find out about attending? Where's the information? Is it posted anywhere?
So, yes, so you can go to St. Paul Baptist Church website. Program is free for anybody who wants to come. You can just come in, and if you are interested in getting copies of my short film, you can come and see a preview, and then you can actually get copies afterwards.
Wonderful. So I'm assuming that you're willing to go to other churches and speak about this subject and show the film as well.
I am, and also God has told me that this is just the beginning for me, so I have reopened my nonprofit, Survivors of the Lion's Den, and now I have 2 short films that we're going to be doing that deals with other people's domestic violence and sexual assault issues. One is a friend of mine, Sergeant Carl Adams, whose father killed her mother.
Wow.
And I'm making that into a short film as well.
Wow. Kudos to you, Charmaine. How can one reach out to you? How can they get in touch with you? I'm sure people are listening and they may want you to come to their church or come out and speak to the youth where they are. How can one contact you?
So you can either email me or you can call me. My email address is tigra, T-I-G-R-I-A, 68@gmail.com. And phone number is 804-404-3723.
Wonderful. What's to come? Have you got any more roles coming out? You going to be on the big screen anytime soon?
Well, so no, what's to come for me is, like I say, I have a couple short films that I'm doing for other people, because that's my whole purpose, my whole mission in my life now is to make sure that people realize that this stuff happens to others and that you can survive it. So that's my whole mission now. So I'm going to be doing short films pretty much for most of this year and next. And then we have a full-length feature movie coming out in later part of 2018. I will be starring as my mother's role.
Oh, okay. You know I do a little bit of acting, right? You know I do a little.
Well, darling, come on. I'll be glad. Now, see, I'm all about in helping the community. No, truthfully, I'm all about helping the community. The people who are in my organization or part of the organization, put it that way, are all colleagues, people that I've met over the years who all have talent. My best friend is the music man. My best girlfriend, she's the photographer and makeup lady. So I'm all about helping the community to grow together, because when we work together, we help men together.
Absolutely. And we grow together. We heal together. So that's phenomenal. Congratulations, Charmaine, for what you're doing. Continue to do what you do. Continue being transparent, reaching people, and encouraging others. So thank you so much for stopping by the show.
No problem. And thank you for having me on.
You're more than welcome. All right, guests, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to jump right into our second segment with child author Egypt Britt. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Jermaine, thank you so much for hanging out with us on today. I hope you were blessed. I know you were blessed by my first guest, Charmaine Carter. Go out there, connect with her. She is on Facebook, and you can reach out to her by the information that she shared. If you would like her to come on out to your church or your organization, get in contact with her, or you can connect with me, and I will connect you with her. So much success to what she is doing. So let's jump right into our second segment with child author Egypt Britt. Now, she's the author of My Beautiful Brown Bouncing Curls. Now, the book is about a young girl who does not like to go to the hair salon. She ends up facing her fears, and to her surprise, it was a pleasant experience. Egypt is in the process of publishing Rainbow Butterfly as well, and will be out. That will be out the second week of October. Welcome to the show, Egypt.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, sweetie?
Good.
Good. Talk to me about your book. What inspired you to write My Beautiful Brown Bouncing Curls?
Well, I got on punishment by my mom, and she said, to get, like, a privilege back because I had got my Xbox taken away, my phone. I got, like, literally everything taken away. So I had decided to write that book. And then I just started, like, thinking about my curls and everything. And that's how it mostly likely got started.
Awesome. So you had some time on your hands to write the book, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. So talk to me about the process, because let me share something with you. Sometimes adults don't want to go to the hair salon either. Don't nobody want to sit in there for hours at a time. So you're not by yourself, okay?
My mom, I remember my mom doing my hair, and it, like, hurt because when she would comb it, it was, like, it's so tangled. So, like, that's what I thought, like, the hair salon would be like, so that's what I just thought about.
So, I think one part in your book was so funny. You said you thought your hair was going to die because you just did not want to go to the hair salon, and I thought that was really funny.
Thank you. I got that part from how my mom had combed my hair.
And so congratulations on this book. And your second book, talk to me a little bit about your second book.
Okay, so the Rainbow Butterfly, it's about this butterfly that cannot fit in with anybody. So she decides to go look around and see if there's anybody that has rainbow rings like her. She looks everywhere. She looks behind trees, everywhere. And then finally there's this little bird, and the bird takes her to go help her find somebody. But finally, the bird tells us this place where there's people like her, and the bird takes them there.
Wow. Well, congrats. I can't wait to read that book as well. So your beautiful brown bouncing curls, did you ever think that it would be published and you would actually have a book?
Actually, no. I thought, like, I wouldn't make anything from it. I just thought it would just be out there. I thought Mom would just keep it with her.
Oh, well, congratulations. Is your mommy on the line now?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. So how does mom feel that daughter has wrote this book?
It's overwhelming. It's a very good feeling to have your child accomplish something so great. Many different people write every day. Some people publish their different works, and some people don't. But to have your child so excited as well about being an author, and at the age she is, I know that she'll be very successful because she tries to write every single day. And she just wants to be a novelist as well as other things in life. So I'm extremely proud of her.
That is awesome, and I want to give kudos to you because was it your idea to go ahead and take what she wrote and publish it?
Yes. What I told her, as well as my other kids, when they get in trouble, they have to write. So when I read her work, I said, this is amazing. This isn't something that you just threw together just to get a privilege back. You actually took time. And I felt that to just keep it in, you know, something for us would do her a disservice. So to put it out there, I know that she would just she would just soar.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you, she has a magnificent future ahead of her. And I will tell you, Mom, when I was a child and I got in trouble, I had to write too. So I'm an author, so I don't know, maybe there's a connection somewhere.
Plus, she knows that she has to, in order to buy all of her stuff back, she has to work for it. So that's why she's trying to sell her books as well.
Wonderful. And how can one purchase the book? Where do they go to purchase the book?
Yeah, go ahead. You can go to Amazon.com to purchase the book. You can go to a more book at Facebook. And in order to contact us, you can go to amorebook@gmail.com.
Now, say that email address one more time.
amorebook@gmail.com.
That's Amore, A-M-O-R-E, @gmail.com?
Amore, M-O-O-R-E, book@gmail.com.
Okay. Amore, M-O-O-R-E, @gmail.com. Fabulous, fabulous. Y'all go on out there and support this upcoming star, this rising author that's on the move. Go to Amazon and you can pull up Egypt Brit, or you can pull up My Beautiful Brown Bouncing Curls. And how much is the book, Egypt?
$10.
Okay, $10. Go out there and support our youth, because she is our next generation. Egypt, what advice would you give to other young children around your age or even younger if they want to write, if they want to publish a book? What advice would you give them?
That you should, like, if you want to write or if you want to do something really good, you have to put your mind to it. You can't just give up just like that. You have to really think about it, start with little things first, then just go up.
That's awesome, awesome. Mom, any last words?
I just thank you for the opportunity. That's about it. I just thank you for having her on your show. It means the world to her, as well as me, her father, and my whole entire family.
Oh, it's awesome, awesome. Egypt, I want you to come back once that second book is released, Rainbow Butterfly, okay?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
All right. I'm going to actually have you come back to one of our events as well so you can speak, because now you have really paved the way for yourself. You're going to be a speaker, an author. I tell you, you are on the move. So God bless you, and thank you so much for stopping by the show, okay?
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, y'all, that has been our show for today. I know you were blessed by both guests, Charmaine Carter and child author Egypt Britt. You know, we go out here and we buy Starbucks, and we go out here and we buy foolishness, and we do all kinds of other stuff that we really waste our money, you know. Take some time, go to Amazon, and pull up Egypt Britt's book, Egypt Britt, or pull up My Beautiful Brown Bouncing Curls. Put that $10, pay the $10, purchase the book, give it out to somebody, read it. I tell you, she is on the move, and she's somebody today, but she's going to be somebody when she gets older, and she's going to change the world, and she's going to help other people. And that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to encourage those young people and push those young people to their dreams and to their destiny. So I'm so proud of Egypt, and I'm proud of her mom and what she's doing. It's an inspiration, not just to youth, but to adults as well, because if Egypt can do it, we can do it too. So God bless her. Go to Amazon, My Beautiful Brown Bouncing Curls, and purchase that book. Purchase the book. All right, guys, that's been our show for today. I'm excited, excited, excited. Tune in next week. We'll have two other guests on, and we'll be encouraging, and we're giving you hope, inspiration, and solutions. Check us out online, Twitter @BreatheAgain, Facebook, Breathe Again Magazine. You can follow me on Twitter @NicoleCOnline, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. That has been our time. You know, I never say goodbye. I always say until next time. So God bless you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.